First, having an eviction as part of your housing history makes it much harder to rent a new home. And for people dealing with job loss or low income, being evicted can lead to a level of poverty that's tough to get out of. A new package of bills in the state capitol aims to give low-income residents dealing with housing instability more options to avoid evictions and make their rent payments. The Housing Eviction and Discrimination Prevention Package would establish rent credits, clarify laws on discrimination and rent abatement, and create a legal defense fund for low-income tenants facing eviction. Representative Jimmy Anderson represents the state's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. He's a co-sponsor of this package. Representative Anderson, thanks for joining us on Central Time.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into the details of this legislation, what are the current conditions out there in Wisconsin in housing that inspired you to join in on this package of bills?
Yeah, I would say that I had read the book Evicted, and it was just so incredibly powerful and moving, and being able to really understand what's happening throughout Wisconsin when it comes to eviction and people losing their homes really encouraged me to want to try to make a difference in this on this issue.
And that book, Evicted, by Matthew Desmond, what happens to someone once they've hit that cycle where they're being evicted? How does that haunt them, not just on eviction day, but after?
Yeah, it's like it could honestly just be a spiral down into what is ultimately homelessness, and it makes it incredibly hard for people to put their lives back together. I mean, when you hear these stories of people who are, you know, just working two jobs and they're trying to raise their kids and trying to make ends meet, and you know, one little thing goes wrong and then it just spirals down from there. And so we want to make sure that we provide legislation that would make sure that they would have the support that they need, so that way people who are on the edge aren't being pushed off and forgotten.
And let's get into some of the specifics. There's a number of different bills in this package. There's one, the Rental Credit Assistance Act. It would create a program in, I think, four counties to help people make their rent. How would it work?
So essentially, I would say that Representative Crowley had been working with me on this issue, and that was definitely one of his focuses. But it would essentially what it would allow a renter to be able to do community participation or work within their own rental property, and then they would be able to get back credits that they would be able to put towards their rent.
So kind of a community service to help get rent credits, is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. Yep.
And so what kind of activities would that involve?
You know, the details of which I don't think have been specifically worked out, but I imagine that work with most nonprofits would probably fall under this category.
And then another part of this package is the Renters Abatement Act. And reading up on this, it sounds like sometimes eviction is preceded by a landlord-tenant dispute. The tenant has concerns, mold or repairs needed in the apartment or household, and trying to withhold rent. People not clear on how to do that. Can you talk about what the Renters Abatement Act would do?
Right. So right now in the law, there's just not enough clarification as to what the duties are for the renter and what the duties are for the land, for the person who's doing the renting. And so basically the concerns are if the tenant misproperly withholds rent, they could be getting a lot of trouble for that. And then also there's no dollar amount that corresponds to how much should be held for and under what circumstances. So basically this just does a really good job of helping clarify the issue for everyone involved.
So does this lay out details of what you can withhold rent from and what kind of procedures you'd have to do?
Right, exactly. Yep, it would just make it a lot easier for everyone on both sides of the issue to understand what their responsibilities and duties are.
We're talking to Assembly Representative Jimmy Anderson from Fitchburg. He's a Democrat. He's a co-sponsor of a package of legislation aimed at preventing evictions here in Wisconsin and also housing discrimination. And let's get into that housing discrimination issue, Representative Anderson. One of the bills would prohibit discrimination based on arrest, conviction, or eviction records after a certain expiration period. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, so many individuals end up getting denied housing opportunities because of previous arrest or conviction records. And basically, I mean, we have to ask ourselves whether we're going to be living in a country that wants to just punish individuals, or we actually want to be in the process of rehabilitation. And part of that, and being able to get back onto your feet, is being able to rent property. And so we want to make sure that people who have gone through the system and have paid their debt to society have the ability to be able to rent property once they're out.
And it's a 3-year period. So does that mean a prospective landlord couldn't consider a criminal record or housing history starting 3 years ago?
Yep, that's the legislation there.
Now, a landlord might be concerned, saying, you know, if there's something 4 or 5 years ago that I'm not comfortable. There are other tenants in this location, or maybe the landlord even lives there. What would you say to a landlord who's concerned about that?
Well, I would say that if somebody's been out of prison for 5 years and they've had a clean record, that they really should, again, focus on the idea of rehabilitation. This person obviously wants to become a part of society and wants to be able to contribute again, and they should be excited about that opportunity to be able to provide a home for someone trying to make ends meet.
And then, Representative Anderson, one more piece of legislation. This would establish a legal defense fund for low-income people facing eviction. Can you talk about what that fund would look like and how it might help prevent evictions?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, so many people end up going through the eviction process without legal representation. I'll just give you a quick example from my own life. My mother and father, my dad lost his job during the Great Recession, and they ended up being evicted from their home. I ended up losing my mom and dad in a car accident, but shortly after that, I got a letter in the mail basically saying that the process in which the bank went through to remove my parents from their home was illegal. And they didn't know that at the time. I mean, my dad was just a truck driver. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. They don't have that kind of legal expertise to know those kinds of things. And that happens a lot during the eviction process as well when it comes to people renting. And so we want to make sure that people have representations, that way they know all of their rights under the law.
How expensive would these bills be? There's some of them don't sound like they'd cost a lot, but there is funding that would be required for a couple of those items. How expensive would these be? Where would the money come from?
So, I mean, for a lot of these, like you said, it wouldn't necessarily cost very much. It would be more just a clarification of the law. And I think the most probably expensive one, I guess you would say, would be the one where the lawyers would have to provide representation. But if you look at other pilot programs that have been going on throughout the state, especially in places like New York, what you end up seeing is that being able to keep people in their homes is significantly cheaper than having to evict people and then have to provide homeless assistance or other kinds of public assistance that comes into play when people end up becoming homeless. So in the end, I mean, these bills end up saving more taxpayer money than they do spend.
Do you feel, as you talk about these issues, a sense of urgency in Wisconsin, especially after that book you mentioned, Evicted by Matthew Desmond, Evicted by Matthew Desmond, that this is a problem that we need to tackle here in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think we've seen it here, at least in Madison, when we see the homeless situation has kind of gotten a bit out of hand. And we've been trying to talk about the issue from the perspective of when somebody's already homeless. I think these bills do a really good job of preventing homelessness to begin with. And again, the book goes into great detail on what happened to four or five people that went through eviction processes in Milwaukee. And again, this is something that happens not just in our cities, but all throughout our state. And so we needed to be doing more to, again, not just try to help people when they become homeless, but to stop it from happening to begin with.
Is this a first step as you see it? Do you have ideas for more legislation helping the people who are, say, currently homeless?
Yeah, I mean, I know Representative Lisa Subek has introduced a lot of really great legislation that would address homelessness issues. I think that we as Democrats have been really trying to make this issue one of the more important pieces of legislation that we want to address throughout. If we were ever to get an opportunity to be back in the majority, I think it'd be something we want to work on, passionately.
Now, with this package of legislation on eviction and housing discrimination, you are, as you say, not currently in the majority. Do you think there's a prospect to work with Republicans on at least some pieces of this package of legislation?
I mean, you always try to remain hopeful, but as of now, we haven't received much support from our Republican colleagues. But, you know, we want to, what's important about introducing bills like this is it allows people to take a look at it and make a determination for themselves whether or not this ought to be a focus for our government. I believe it should be because, you know, it's our duty to take care of one another. We're all, you know, one or two bad slip-ups away from being in a real dire circumstance when we would want these kinds of protections if we were put in that kind of position. So I do hope that looking forward that people would begin to support, politicians and representatives that try to look out for one another.
Representative Anderson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was State Representative Jimmy Anderson. He's a Democrat. He represents the state's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. He joined us to talk about legislation he's co-sponsoring called the Housing Eviction and Discrimination Prevention Package. Do you have a story to tell? Is eviction part of your history, your family history? Are you a landlord? What's your perspective on these issues? You can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Let us know how all of this affects you.